Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia's military says there is a preliminary deal for Assyrian rebel fighters to pull out of the last remaining area of eastern Ghouta, still under control. This would put the Syrian government back in full control of the Damascus suburb after a six-week military operation that has left as many as 1,600 civilians dead. Pope Francis used part of his Easter message on Sunday to speak about Syria.
E noi oggi domandiamo frutti di pace per il mondo intero, a cominciare dalla amata e martoriata Siria.
The Pope said today we implore fruits of peace upon the entire world, beginning with the beloved and long-suffering land of Syria, whose people are worn down by an apparently endless war. The Palestinian Health Ministry reported Monday the death of a Gaza man who was shot by Israeli forces during a protest last week. The death brings the total number of those killed to at least 17, according to Palestinian health officials. Hundreds more people were injured in the clashes. Israel says 10 of the 15 protesters killed by Israeli gunfire on Friday were documented terrorists who tried to sneak across the border. More than 1,400 people were wounded. Israel Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said that Israel will not cooperate with any independent investigation into the violence. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East scholar at Randolph-Macon College.
All of this is taking place on the Gaza side of the border. So it's a bit hard to understand exactly how Palestinians are expected to express their grievances toward Israel in a way that isn't either demonized or that doesn't lead them to be killed.
This is VOA News. Protests erupted across several cities in India on Monday against a ruling on low-caste communities by the country's apex court. Several organizations made up of so-called untouchables, which is the lowest tier, and others called for a nationwide shutdown against an amendment ordered by the Supreme Court on the Prevention of Atrocities Act last month. The Supreme Court ruled that a government official cannot be prosecuted on a mere allegation of committing an offense under the act without the sanction of the appointing authority. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai has ended her first visit to Pakistan since being shot in her home village in 2012 by Taliban militants who tried to kill her for promoting girls' education in the country's northwest. She spoke with VOA reporter Ayaz Ghul.
Everyone was so happy but emotional as well. And I went to my room, I saw my old school trophies, my drawing, and just try to remember each and every day in how we lived in that house for before I was attacked, and remembering the family time, having dinner together, lunch together, and playing with my friends and playing cricket on our rooftop. So it was such a beautiful time, and I'm so grateful to the government and the Pakistan Army for making it possible.
Malala says she plans to permanently return to Pakistan after completing her studies in Britain at Oxford University. A defunct Chinese space lab met its expected end early today as its remaining fragments plunged into the South Pacific. China's manned space engineering office said the Tiangong-1 spacecraft mostly burned up in the atmosphere. Joan Johnson Fries is with the U.S. Naval War College.
Well, these kind of reentries happen more frequently than I think people imagine, and it's very typical that most of the debris burns up in the atmosphere, and given that most of the Earth's surface is water, most of the debris lands in water or some barren area, the chance of actual damage to inhabitants or people getting hurt are pretty slim.
The Tiangong-1 was the size of a school bus and weighed 8.5 tons. It was launched in 2011 and served as an orbiting laboratory for manned Chinese space missions until officials determined its lifespan was complete. The ruling party candidate won Costa Rica's presidential election Sunday as many voters rejected a Christian singer who rose to political prominence by campaigning against same-sex marriage. Carlos Alvarado had just under 61% of the votes. His opponent, Fabricio Alvarado, had 39.4%. The two men are not related. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
No, 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 no,